Little Galoo Island doesn't look like other islands in Lake Ontario. Most of its trees and grasses have been killed by bird droppings. The few dead stumps that remain are covered with nests. This is home to the largest colony of double-crested cormorants in North America, 12,000 of them, and it's a source of resentment among local fishermen. They complain the cormorants have wiped out the smallmouth bass population, and along with it, the local economy. So state biologists in New York decided to step in. They were granted a permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to kill the birds' eggs by spraying them with corn oil. Biologist Jim Farquhar says this suffocates the eggs.
It seals the pores in the eggs and the egg does not develop. So the birds, not knowing that the egg is essentially died, continue to sit on that. The idea being you never get the eggs to hatch and the birds go through the season without producing any young.
Last year was the first time the biologists used the egg oiling technique, and the results are in. It significantly reduced the number of cormorant chicks that were born. Only 199 chicks hatched last summer. Without the oiling, biologists estimate there would have been more than 8,500 chicks. Jim Johnson is a researcher with the U.S. Geological Survey. He studied the egg oiling program, and he says fewer chicks meant fewer fish of all types were removed from the lake.
We determined that egg oiling reduced fish consumption by about 5.7 million fish. That's a hard number. So basically, if there hadn't been egg oiling this year, there would have been about 24 million consumed rather than 18 million consumed.
One of the biggest concerns for anglers in Lake Ontario, however, is one particular fish, the smallmouth bass. An entire industry of motels, restaurants, and fishing charters in the region depends on the smallmouth. Johnson says the cormorants would normally eat more than a million of these fish, but the egg oiling reduced their intake by a third. Still, he estimates it'll take another 5 to 10 years for the fish population to level out. For fishing guides like Ron Ditch, that's too long to wait.
It'll work here eventually, but probably long after you can hold my cold, dead hand. We need to get rid of some of the adult birds because they live for 20 years, and it's going to take a good many of those years just to get on parity with the rest of the country.
Ditch isn't the only one making that argument. New York Congressman John McHugh and Minnesota Representative Colin Peterson have introduced a bill to create a cormorant hunting season. The bill has widespread support in fishing communities, but many environmental groups oppose it. Sean Lynch is an attorney with the Atlantic States Legal Foundation. They not only oppose a hunting season, they're suing the state to stop the egg oiling. Lynch argues it's a violation of federal law.
The Migratory Bird Treaty Act only allows for the take of a protected bird if it is to protect an endangered, threatened, or other species that is part of a comprehensive restoration effort. The smallmouth bass is the species being protected, which is not threatened, not endangered, and is not part of a comprehensive restoration effort.
A decision is expected in the lawsuit sometime next year. Meanwhile, biologists in New York are once again oiling eggs around Lake Ontario. Their program and the lawsuit to stop it are being closely watched as anglers throughout the Great Lakes look for ways to coexist with a bird that loves fishing as much as they do. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen.